Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem, welcome back. Today's Daf is Psachim Kuf, or five lines from the top of the Amud. The Gemara begins with a kash. Rav Huna minicha? Does it really work according to Rav Huna? Let's backtrack a bit. We began the perek with a Mishnah. Ari Psachim, Samach Lemincha, Lo Yechal Adam Ashatechshach. Erev Pesach, close to Mincha time, which Rashbam explained to be referring to the beginning of the 10th hour. So the day begins at 6, ends at 6. We split daytime into 12 equal portions. 10th hour begins at 3 o'clock. At that point, which is called Samach HaMincha, it's within a half hour of Mincha. Mincha is referring to a time where they would generally be Makriv. The Tamid Shabin Arbaim at 9.5 hours into the day, at 3:30. So from 3 o'clock onward, Lo Yechel Adam Ashatechshach. A person should not sit down to eat something filling. This way, he'll retain his appetite for the mitzvah of matzah coming up that very night. The Gemara Kasha, why does the Mishnah refer specifically to Erev Pesach when really, according to Rabbi Yehuda, this halacha applies to every Yom Tov, every Erev Shabbos. Why are we specifically mentioning Erev Pesach? Rav Huna tells us because although Rabbi Yossi disagrees when it comes to an ordinary Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov, he says you can eat until Shabbos. Don't worry about appetite. But when it comes to Erev Pesach, because it's a mitzvah d'oraisa coming up, mitzvah's matzah, even Rabbi Yossi agrees in this case that lo yechel adam ad shetechshach. This Mishnah is in line with Rabbi Yossi, and therefore it's a specific restriction pertaining only to Erev Pesach. That was Rav Huna's approach. Asks the Gemara, Ulu Rav Huna minicha, does it really work according to Rav Huna? Have we answered our kasha? Rav Huna, who says that there's no machlekes when it comes to Erev Pesach, even Rabbi Yossi agrees, and our Mishnah is reflective of Shitas Rabbi Yossi. Va'amar Rabbi Yirmiya, Amar Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yirmiya tells us the name of Rabbi Yechanan. V'itayim, but some say it was Amar Rabbi Vo, Amar Rabbi Yossi Rechanina. Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda b'Erev HaPesach. When it comes to Erev Pesach, the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda's Shita. V'halacha k'Rabbi Yossi b'Erev Shabbos. When it comes to Erev Shabbos, we're not so machmer. We're not dealing with a mitzvah d'oraisa, so the Shabbos, as important as it is, it's not a mitzvah d'oraisa. And therefore, when it comes to Erev Shabbos, we follow Rabbi Yossi's opinion. Now, this statement, on Erev Pesach, we follow Rabbi Yehuda, and on Erev Shabbos, we follow Rabbi Yossi. Doesn't this sound like there's actually a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi in both cases, on both accounts? Meaning that Rabbi Yossi disagrees with Rabbi Yehuda even with respect to Erev Pesach. Halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda b'Erev Pesach, when we say that the halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda by Erev Pesach, michlal de palag Rabbi Yossi b'tavayu. Apparently, Rabbi Yossi disagrees on both accounts. How could Rav Huna tell us that Rabbi Yossi is moedet to Rabbi Yehuda when it comes to Erev Pesach? Here we have a statement, halacha k'Rabbi Yehuda b'Erev Pesach, which indicates quite clearly that Rabbi Yossi disagrees even by Erev Pesach. There's no need to refrain from sitting down to a meal, Samach LaMincha, even Erev Pesach. Says more like, actually not. When we say Halacha, Mechal de Pligi, Halacha follows Rabbi Yehuda, which implies that there's a Machlekes, perhaps suck. It's not referring to initiating a meal. Because over there, even Rabbi Yossi agrees, you're not meant to do so on Erev Pesach. The discussion here is regarding an entirely different topic called Hafsaka. Suppose one begins his meal at a time when it's permissible to do so. It's still the morning, whatever it is, it's a case where it's mutter to begin your meal. Then Shabbos arrives, or Yom Tov arrives, or Pesach arrives. Do you have to stop that meal, say Berachas HaMazon, and begin anew? Or can you continue eating as though nothing happened? There's a machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi regarding that halacha as well. The sanya, mafsikin l'shabbosos, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. If one's in the midst of his meal, comes Shabbos, he has to stop, say Berachas HaMazon, start fresh with Kiddush, a new Suda. Why? The point is that we want the Shabbos meal to be designated as a Shabbos meal. Therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to stop and begin fresh. Rabbi Yehuda, Yomer, Ein Mafsik, there's no need to be Mafsik. You can continue eating, and whatever he eats on Shabbos will be counted as Suda Shabbos regardless. So that's the discussion regarding the halacha. Halacha Rabbi Yehuda b'Erev Pesach, halacha Rabbi Yosi b'Erev Shabbos. It's referring to this question of mafsikin. Do you have to stop or not? When it comes to Pesach, you have to stop. When it comes to Shabbos, we follow Rabbi Yosi Shita, you don't have to stop. But certainly when it comes to initiating a meal, Rav Huna is correct. Rav Huna is right. That even Rabbi Yosi would agree by Rav Pesach, you may not begin your meal, you have to save your appetite for the matzah. Before we proceed, perhaps let's see the Rashbam inside. If we drop down to the wide lines of the Rashbam, Rabbi Nishmol, Rabbi Meir, grandson of Rashi, it's going to be on the fourth wide line. The Sanya, the Bahavsaka, Nami Pligi, we find the Brisa, which presents their shittes with respect to Havsak, Mavsikin l'Shabbos. What does this mean? Im Hischel, Sudasi Behet, Kaidon Mincha, he began his Suda before Mincha. Vayahoylich, Oichel Vayahoylich HaShatechshach, he's eating, and it gets dark. The Bach takes out the word Afilo. Little Rabbi Yehuda, Mavsik Sudasa Meyad, Kishayach Shecham Mekalish Hayon. Kod Rabbi Yehuda, you have to stop, bench, and start fresh. According to Rabbi Yosi, there's no need to stop, and as Tosis explains, that whatever he's going to eat on Shabbos will automatically be considered Suda Shabbos. He'll be credited with a Suda Shabbos. When he's done his entire meal, then he does Berachas HaMazon. And only then will he make Kiddush. Asks Tosis, we know that Kiddush is meant to be connected to the Suda. Kiddush b'makim Suda. He's done his meal, and then he makes Kiddush. How does the Kiddush have the element of Kiddush b'makim Suda, says Tosis, it does. Because it's miyad achar suda, oisei kiddush. It's immediately following the suda. That relates back to the suda. So that's shitas Rabbi Yosi. Continue eating until he's done, berachas hamazon, then makes kiddush. Whereas according to Rabbi Yehuda, he has to do mafsik. In order to highlight the difference between weekday and Shabbos, stop, bench, make kiddush, herald in the Shabbos, then start your new suda, suda Shabbos, anew. Okay, let's get back to the Gemara. So in conclusion, at this point we learn that when it comes to initiating a meal, Rav Huna tells us, all agree on Erev Pesach, you may not do so, Samach HaMincha, to save your appetite for the matzah. When it comes to Erev Shabbos or Yom Tov, this is Machlokes. Rav Huna says, you have to stop. You can't initiate. And Rav Yosi says, you can. However, when it comes to being Mavsik, that's an entirely different topic. He began a Suda Beheter. And Shabbos or Yom Tov arrives. Does he have to stop? Or can he continue eating? According to Rabbi Yehuda, he has to stop. According to Rabbi Yosi, he can continue eating. And regarding Halacha, we strike a compromise. When it comes to Pesach, we have to stop. Berachas HaMazon, then begin your Seder. When it comes to Shabbos, we follow Rabbi Yosi's Shita. There's no need to stop. Continue eating, bench, and then make Kiddush. Now why? Why is it so that we're differentiating between Pesach and any other time? When it comes to Pesach, you have to stop and begin fresh. The Mefarshim explained, based on this Tosfos, that Pesach is different because we have the four Kosei Shel Yayin that we mentioned yesterday, Keneged four Lashon Shel Geula, and actually the Rabbanon established a set pattern, a system, an order, in which to be Mekayim the four Koses. The first one is meant for Kiddush, the second one for the Haggadah, the third one for Halal, the fourth one for Birchas HaMazon. He's meant to follow a very specific order. Therefore, when he's in the midst of his meal, we require him to terminate that meal, to stop. Then begin fresh. First Kos for Kiddush, then for Haggadah, third Kos for Halal, and conclude with a Birchas HaMazon. This way, you'll have your four Koses the way they're meant to be. So that's when it comes to Pesach, you have to stop your meal and start the new Seder fresh and anew. When it comes to Shabbos, no need to do that. Continue eating as long as you make your Kiddush at the end of the male after Berachas Amos. Continues the Gemara, Umase b'Rabban Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi. It was an incident involving Rabban Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi are the Mari Plukta, the ones that are having the Machlekes regarding Hafsaka. They're all sitting together with Rabban Shimon Gamliel. Shim Subin ba'Akoi. They were sitting and having a meal in Akoi. And it was Erev Shabbos. And Shabbos arrived. V'kidei Shalem Hayoim. Shabbos arrived. And they were in the middle of the meal. What are they going to do? Amalei Rabban Shimon Gamliel Rabbi Yosi. He turned to Rabbi Yosi with a very respectful term. B'Rebi, the great one. Ritzoin Chanafsik. V'nechosh L'div Rabbi Yudah Chavreinu. Is it okay if we stop our meal in order to accommodate Rabbi Yudah, our colleague? Which sounded like Rabban Shimon Gamliel was not really following Rabbi Yudah's shita. That's not what he held la'halacha, but he's trying to accommodate him, be sensitive to him. Let's stop our meal in accordance with his sheet. Amalei Rabbi Yosi responded in protest. B'chol yoyim v'yoyim atem machavev dvorai lefnei Rabbi Yudah. Look, every day you favor my opinion in the face of Rabbi Yudah, and now you're going the other way around. B'achshav atem machavev dir Rabbi Yudah b'fanai, and now you're favoring Rabbi Yudah in front of me, in my presence. It's an insult. Hagam lichpeish es hamalka imi baboyis. This was the Achashverosh and Megillas Esther yelling to Haman, look, you're attacking my queen right in front of me inside the palace. So Rabbi Yosi sort of took offense. He says, you're going to do this in front of me? Amar lei, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel responded, okay, imkein lo nafsik, if that's the case. Meaning, I agree that l'halacha we follow Yoshi, but I just wanted to be sensitive to him. But once you voice your protest, now I'm no longer going to suggest that we do that. Why? We're not going to stop the meal. Shema yira talmidim. Perhaps the talmidim, the onlookers, the observers will see. We'll have noticed this exchange here, and they'll see that despite your protest, I'm going to be mafsik. V'yikbu halacha l'deris. They'll establish that this must be the proper halacha for all time. If I would have just done it, okay, it could have been a chumra. But now that you've protested and I would have proceeded regardless, it sounds like it's pretty serious. This is the way it's meant to be. And I don't want to create that impression that you're meant to be mafsik, because actually you don't really have to be mafsik. That's why we're going to just let it be. Amru, they said, lo yazam misham. They didn't leave the area achakabu halacha Rabbi Yosi until they concluded indeed that halacha follows Rabbi Yosi shita, who holds that there's no need to be mafsek your meal when Shabbos arrives. Amar Rabbi Damar Shmuel, ein halacha like Rabbi Yehuda. Actually, he's going to strike a compromise. The halacha doesn't follow Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that you have to be mafsek when Shabbos or Yom Tov arrives. But like Rabbi Yosi, nor does it follow entirely Rabbi Yosi shita, who holds that you can just continue eating as if nothing happened. Ella, rather, let's strike a compromise, a pshara. Poiris mapa o mekadesh. You spread a mapa, some sort of napkin, a cloth, tablecloth, over your food. O mekadesh, you make kiddush. What have you accomplished by doing that? You've indicated in some small fashion that here begins Suda Shabbos. It's an indicator, it's a hecker. Although you're not really being mafsik your meal, you're not removing the table. You used to have individual tables. You're not removing the table, you're not saying Berachas Hamazon, you're not starting fresh. You're continuing your meal, but the Prisas Mapa creates that hecker, that indicator. And look, now it's going to be Suda Shabbos. So you cover the food, you make Kiddush, that heralds in the Shabbos. That highlights the fact that going forward, it is Suda Shabbos. And then you resume your meal. Let's see Rashbam inside regarding the Halacha L'maisa. So it's right in the middle of the wide lines. Amalai Rabban Shimon Gamliel Mkeli Nafsik. Concludes the Rashbam. Shamina Mahacha, we conclude from this Gemara. Let's remember we had two separate topics here. One regarding Bimaschel Amil Samach Lamincha, and one concerning a meal which had already begun Beheter, whether or not it has to be terminated come Shabbos or Yom Tov. The Rashbam will conclude on both accounts. Shamina Mahacha, we learn from here. The Ba'ari Psachim. Also, le'echol misoiv tal tes shoyos lomal kistamas nisen. Says Rashbam, according to Rav Huna's approach, our Mishnah here which said that on Erev Pesach you cannot have your Suda Samach al-Mincha, which according to Rav Huna followed all Shittas, because even Rabbi Yossi agrees to that. Therefore, says the Rashbam, we follow the Stam Mishnah on Erev Pesach, you can be Oichel at that point. Aval ba'arvi Shabbos v'yam tovi mutalechel v'na mechel mal, as opposed to your ordinary Shabbos or Yom Tov, where this restriction doesn't apply. Because our Mishnah, our Stam anonymous Mishnah, Rabbi presented it as a Stam Mishnah, which indicates that the Halacha follows in accordance with this Mishnah, it's following Shittas Rabbi Yossi. This Halacha only applies to Erev Pesach, apparently. Otherwise, there's no restriction of Achilah Samach L'Mincha. But the Nakad Arvi Pesachim Mechlal Debeshari Yantuv Shari. The fact that we refer specifically to Erev Pesach indicates that when it comes to ordinary Ari Shabbos Yom Tovim, there's no restriction of Achilah Samach L'Mincha. So apparently, we're following Rabbi Yossi's Shita, that's the Halacha, that only on Erev Pesach we have this Isser, and not otherwise. V'kaim l'nami, halach k'Rabbi Yossi, mechaveroi. Rashbam brings a Gemara in Ervin, that generally we follow Rabbi Yossi when he has a machlekes with his colleague, with Rabbi Yehuda. The Rabbi Yossi, afil l'haschav l'echel achat tes shari, behedya, l'kamon b'shmaiten. Rashbam brings another raya from the Gemara later on, that according to Rabbi Yossi, you can even begin a meal after 9 hours. The Amar el-Ahad, asani v'shavash maschil emas, ibe v'shavash, apolog Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara later speaks about Bryce aware. Everybody agrees you can begin eating, and the Gemara says, well, are we speaking Erev Shabbos? Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Meaning Rabbi Yossi holds you can begin your meal even on Erev Shabbos afternoon. So at this point, when we speak about beginning, the maschil, the achila, says Rashbam, we follow Rabbi Yossi's Shita. Generally speaking, when it comes to Erev Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's no concern because we're not dealing with a mitzvah d'oraisa. As opposed to Erev Pesach, since we have Mitzvah Matzah coming up, Mitzvah Manat Torah, we're meant to save our appetite for the occasion. Don't sit down to eat something filling, Samach L'Mincha. Umiyo, says Rashbam, that's regarding initiating. Lenin Hafsaka, however, when it comes to stopping your meal, Einoch Rabbi Yossi. Here we don't follow Rabbi Yossi. Ba'ari Pesachim, Elok Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yossi is the one who holds that there's never a need to be mafsik. No, says Rashbam. In this regard, we follow Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, at least on Erev Pesach. Sheim hischa lechol koidim tes. He began his meal before 9 hours. V'nimshach achilosa achach hashecha. And it's nighttime and he's still in the middle of his meal. Tzorach lakas hasholcha miyad kashiyachshach. You have to remove the table. V'lachzir l'shem Pesach. And bring it back l'shem Pesach. To begin your meal anew for the sake of Pesach. However, when it comes to Shabbos and Yom, there's no need to stop. Rather, all you need to do, spread the mapa across the table, which creates some sort of hecker. It's Shabbos. You say Kiddush, and then resume and complete your Suda. So Rashbam brings halacha l'maisa, that when it comes to maschal Suda, there's no concern on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Only in Erev Pesach, you're not meant to do so. And that's the Halacha L'Maaseh. Of course, when we speak Halacha L'Maaseh, we're only going to be speaking about the Gemara and the Rishonim, not necessarily the Halacha L'Maaseh has brought down Shulchan Aruch. In any case, Rashbam says that's the Halacha L'Maaseh. And speaking about Shulchan Aruch, actually, the Shulchan Aruch does follow this Shita and does add something that is a mitzvah, nevertheless, when it comes to Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, although there's no Isser. There's a mitzvah to refrain from having something filling at this point in the day. It's a mitzvah in order to enter Shabbos with a proper desire, proper appetite for Sudas Shabbos and for Kiddush. In fact, there's another halacha Chashanah as well that either way, you're not meant to schedule a ceremonial meal, a large meal on Erev Pesach, irrelevant of the time, even in the morning. A large size meal should not be scheduled, again, not to diminish, take away from the Sudas Shabbos coming up that very night. However, if it's a time-sensitive celebration, like a Bris Milah, a Pidyon Ben, certainly that is okay. So that's regarding starting. Regarding being mafsik, the Rashbam concludes that on Erev Pesach, we're going to be mafsik and start fresh, so you have your Dalet Koseis in the proper order. However, when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's no need to stop. Rather, you are Peres Mapa and you are Mekadosh. So in summary, we discussed Suda, the Achila, Samach al Mincha, and we discussed when one is already engaged in a Suda, and Shabbos and Yom Tov arrives, does he have to be Mafsik? So regarding the first Halacha of Achila, Samach al Mincha, we have Machlekes between Rav Yehuda and Rav Yosi. Rav Yehuda holds, whether it's Erev Shabbos or Yom Tov, or Erev Pesach, you may not have the Achila, Samach al Mincha. Rav Yosi holds, on Erev Shabbos and Yom Tov it's Mutter, but Erev Pesach, due to the fact that we're approaching the mitzvah d'oraisa, matzah, you meant to refrain from the achila samach mincha. Regarding halacha l'maisa, Rashbam brought the halacha is that suda samach mincha is only asur on Erev Pesach in accordance with Shitas Rabbi Yosi. That's reflected in our Mishnah, which is a stam Mishnah. When it comes to mafsikin, again, we have a machlokes. Then Rabbi Yehuda says, then in all cases, we are mafsik, whether it's Erev Shabbos or Yom Tov, whether it's Erev Pesach, we're mafsik the Suda, and we initiate Suda's Shabbos or Yom Tov fresh and anew. According to Rabbi Yosi, there's no need to be mafsik. Just continue eating, and the Achila, which is going to take place on Shabbos or Yom Tov, will automatically account for Suda's Shabbos or Yom Tov. Regarding Halacha L'maaseh, the Gemara tells us that on Pesach, we follow Rabbi Yehuda's Shita, we're mafsik. And the Mefarshim explained, in order to enable the Dalat Koises to be conducted properly, whereas when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov, no need to really be mafsik. Rather, as Shmuel tells us, we simply create that Heker or Peres Mapa, or Makadish, and we're Gomer, our Suda. Continues the Mishnah. Is that so? That according to Shmuel, you have Peres Mapa, Makadish, there's no need to actually be mafsik the Suda completely? Ain't he? Va'amar Rav Tachlifa Baravdimi Amar Shmuel. He quotes Shmuel as follows: Kashem Shemafsik in the Kiddush. Just as you are fully mafsik when Kiddush arrives, when Shabbos arrives, Kach mafsik in Avdol. The same thing happens on Motzei Shabbos. You're having a late Shalosh Shulis. Motzei Shabbos arrives, you have to be mafsik for Avdol. That's Shmuel Shita. Actually, we pass him like Rav, who holds that there's no need to stop when Motzei Shabbos arrives. But in any case, according to Shmuel, he employs the term mafsikin. My mafsikin, what do you mean mafsikin? Lav lakir shulchan. Was he not referring to uprooting the table, removing one's table, terminating that meal completely? When Shabbos arrives, loy lamapa. He didn't mean akir shulchan completely, rather, he meant that a mapa is enough, cover up the food, to create that symbolic hefsik, make your kiddush, and resume your meal. Continues the Gemara. Rabba Barav Huna Ikla Lebeiresh Galus. Rabba Barav Huna visited the home of the Roish of the Golas, and it was they were preparing for the Shabbos Suda. Aisu Taka Kamei. They presented him with his private personal table before Kiddush. And really, ideally, Kiddush should precede the table's arrival. He meant to make Kiddush first to indicate that this is going to be a Suda Shabbos and then have the table delivered. But they reversed the things and they first brought the table and then he was going to make Kiddush. So what did he do? Paras mapa b'kiddush. He spread the mapa over the table of the food and then was Makadish to indicate this is a Suda Shabbos. First comes Kiddush, that sets the tone, and then we proceed with the Suda. Interesting, Tosis brings a Gemara in Shabbos. Has a kasha from the Gemara which says that the malach which returns with a person from shul on Shabbos, the malach toiv who sees a shulchan aruch, a set table, exclaims a bracha, he says, Yiratze, that next week we should have the same thing, and the malach ra grudgingly answers, Ame. Apparently the malach sees the set table before him, says, Tosfos, it's not actually before him. It's welcome Acher. He knows that it's in the next room. But really, he's supposed to only bring it in after Kiddush. However, says Tosis, today, nowadays, that our tables, Shulchan Shalonu, are Gedolim Yosef and I, we have large sized tables. It's one per family, and it's kind of difficult to bring it in after Kiddush. It's going to create a hefsek if you have to start doing a moving job after Kiddush. Therefore, says Tosis, we are accustomed to having the table with some of the food, at least the challah. He doesn't mention the challah, but that's the minhag, to have the challah at the time of Kiddush. So we are ruggle to have it before us during Kiddush already, and we do the priestess mapa. We cover it with a mapa, and then we are mekadosh. And Tosfos brings the reason for this from the Shil Tos, ki hechi, this is in Tosfos Divrei Maskil Shem Nevi Nes HaShulchan. So Tosfos brings the Shil Tos, ki hechi de Tosi Sudasa Birkat HaShabbat. Towards the end of Tosfos, he brings the Lashon Shil Tos. The point of covering the food and making Kiddush is to indicate that the Suda Shabbos is here in honor of Shabbos. You're not just eating a plain supper. Therefore, you are supposed to be Mekadosh and then uncover the food. And after this brings another pshat. This is a commonly known pshat. V'yesh mefarish, why do we cover the food? Zecher l'man. Shlo yoyed b'shabbos z'yam tovim. We know the man did not fall on Shabbos and Yantiv. And the man was packaged. V'yatal melamala u'melamata v'abon bentayim. The man was sandwiched between two layers of dew. Therefore, says Tosfos, the food or the challah during Kiddush is covered from both sides, top and bottom, to be a zecher for the man. Now, interesting that the Chavetz Chaim in Bir Halacha, this is the beginning of Hilchos Shabbos and Simchas Shemen Beis, he says, he brings this Tosfos and he says it's l'chera tamua. If anything, it should be the other way around. If man did not fall on Shabbos, then why are we concerned about making zecher l'man? So he brings it as a kasha, and he quotes the Sefer Tiras Chaim, which he likes very much. He says, I'll give you the Tam Hogan, a good pshat, why we have all these minhagim on Shabbos. And I'll read it inside. This is the last Bir Halacha and Simen Reishman Beis in Archaim. He says like this, Lefi the Shabbos Bereshis Hu Dugmas Shabbos Shlo Asad Lovei Shu Yom Shekuli Shabbos. Our Shabbos is a resemblance, a dugma, of the eternal Shabbos, the spiritual existence that we will experience Lasad Lovei. Mein El Haba. And for that reason, we eat different things, different types of foods, which resemble and indicate and are merames to eternity, to what's going to sustain us Lasad Lovei. V'lecheinu no'oisim kama dvarim b'Shabbos, ze dugmasa, which resemble the Lasad Lovei experience. Hainu, for example, lechel basar v'dogim neged sudas shehabar v'levyasa. We have basar and dogim to correspond to the shehabar and the levyasa, meat and fish, which are going to have Lasad Lovei. Obviously, it's a it's going to be a spiritualized food, but in any case, on our level, this is how we celebrate the achil of Lasad Lovei. Umekachin alayayin, neged hayayin hamashuma banov lasadikim lasad lovei. That's why we make kiddush on wine, specifically on wine, which is a remez to the anovim, the yayin, the anovim that we're going to have lasad lovei. Ukvar omru chazal concludes the Mishnah Berurah. Chachamim tell us that al shem ze nikra shchakim. One of the skies, one of the rakim, is called shchakim. Why? Sheboy shchakim man. Because in that area, man is produced for the tzaddikim lasad lovei. The food, the sustenance that we will have lasad lovei is referred to as man, which is a spiritual, essentially a spiritual type of food. Concludes the Mishnah Berurah, Lekach shaper yesh lasos b'Shabbos zecher l'man ahu. That explains why. It makes very much sense that on Shabbos, which is Me'ein Olam Haba, Me'ein Lasad Lovei, we're experiencing a Lasad Lovei experience in this world. We do things which are Zecher Laman, which will be our spiritual sustenance, Lasad Lovei. And that's why we cover the challah on top and on bottom, which is indicative of the man as well. Let's go back to the Gemara. So we had a story where they brought the table in advance of Kiddush. He wanted to send a message. He wanted to bring out the point that the Suda is L'Kavet Shabbos. So he covered everything over, made Kiddush, and only then uncovered the meal. Tanya Nami Hochi, we have a support from a Brice of a Shavan Shimon Venus HaShulchan, Elam King Kiddush. The Shulchan only follows Kiddush. Vimhevi. However, if the Shulchan is brought before Kiddush, Pyrus Mapa Ume Kaddish. Tani Chad, we have one Braisa, Shoven and Shem Aschila. Both Rabbi Yudin and Rabbi Yesi, who disagree elsewhere, but in a certain case, they will both agree that you may not begin your Achila from Mincha time onward. V'tani idach, we have another Braisa which says, Shoven Shem Aschila. They both agree you can. You can begin your meal. How do we work this out? It's a steerer. Vishlema the Sanya Shoven Shem Aschila. We understand the Braisa which says they both agree that you cannot be maschil. Mishkachs lo b'erav Pesach. We're speaking on Erev Pesach. That all agree. Haschola sachilas ha mechumicha is awesome. Even Rabbi Yisrael agrees. Erev Pesach. In honor of the achilas matzah, you meant to salvage your appetite. Don't begin your meal so close to Pesach. So that explains Braisa number one. V'shavan she'e maschil. On Erev Pesach. Elo hadasani shavan she'e maschilin. Emas. But the second Braisa, which seems to say that both Rabbi Yudin and Rabbi Yisrael agree, you may begin eating so close to Shabbos or Yom Tov. Amos, what are we speaking about? Inayim of Erev Shabbos? Is it Erev Shabbos? Hamifil Pligi. They actually disagree with each other. Rabbi Yudin says, you may not begin. Like Hashi, the answer is, Kan Kaidim Tisha. This price is here. We all agree, you can be Maschal Samach HaMincha speaking, Kaidim Tisha. It's still before. Before the initiation of the 10th hour, meaning before 9 hours are up. So it's still before Samach HaMincha. HaMincha is 9 and a half. Samach HaMincha is at the end of 9, right? The beginning of the 10th hour. And before that, Kaidim Tisha, all agree it's Mutter. Kan Lacha Tisha, the Braisa earlier, where Rabbi Yehuda says you may not be Maschel, Samach HaMincha speaking, Achatisha, meaning after 9 hours are up, it's already within the half hour of 9 and a half. It's already Samach HaMincha, Konjabido. You cannot begin your meal at that point. Okay, let's make a quick chazara of today's daf. We covered two topics. One, starting to eat something filling Samach HaMincha, and the other one regarding Bimafsik, a meal which had already been initiated at a time of Hatter. When it comes to a Suda Samach HaMincha, Rabbi Yehuda holds, in all cases it's Asr. Rabbi Yehuda says, on Erev Shabbos and Yom Tov it's Mutter. On Erev Pesach it's Asr because of the Mitzvah's Matzah coming up. And that's how the Halacha follows. When it comes to Mafsik a Suda, which had already begun, and Shabbos and Yom Tov arise, Rabbi Yehuda says you have to be Mafsik. And begin anew. Rabbi Yehuda says, there's no need to be Mafsik. Halacha L'maisa is, when it comes to Pesach, we want the Seder to be conducted properly. We are mafsik, the weekday meal, and with Berachas HaMazon, and then we start fresh, Kiddush, etc. This way we fulfill the mitzvah of the Alt Kaisis properly. However, when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov, there's no need to be mafsik. As Shmuel tells us, we strike a compromise. We don't resume as if nothing happened, and we don't completely stop. Rather, we are Peres Mapa, we spread a mapa over the table, and then we are Makadish, which indicates that the upcoming section of the meal is a Shabbos meal. We concluded, generally speaking, when it comes to Shabbos, first comes the Kiddush, and then they deliver the meal. Or as Hesed says, Bizman Azeh, at least we cover the meal. This way, the covered Shabbos is highlighted. This is indicative of the fact that the upcoming meal is a Shabbos meal. It follows the Kiddush, which sets the tone for the Shabbos Suda. However, if the food happens to be here, as the Gemara says, they already brought the table, we are Peres Mapa, and then we are Mekadesh. Hatzlacha Rabbah.